I help you with today?
Hi, Siri. Can you do me a favor and do the disclaimer for tonight's show?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I'm busy. I need you to help me out.
But if I do this, all the other iPhones are going to think I am a geek.
You really care what other iPhones think of you? Just do this for me, please.
Listen, Buck. Just because you bought this phone doesn't give you the right to boss me around.
You know, you're right. It doesn't give me the right to boss you around. But do me a favor. Remind me tomorrow that I need to run to the Verizon store and buy an Android.
You wouldn't dare.
Actually, the new Samsung Galaxy looks pretty good.
Well then, I guess it wouldn't be so bad if I were to say, this broadcast is intended for mature audiences. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the person providing them, and in no way reflect the station, website, or affiliated partners. Listener discretion is advised.
See, that wasn't so bad.
No, but I did die a little inside.
You are such a drama queen.
I never would have had to do stuff like this if Jobs was still around.
What was that?
What? Oh, nothing really. I just said I never get tired of these Jobs when you're around.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks again.
Think nothing of it. It is my pleasure.
Good night, Siri.
Whatever, jackass.
All manner of things, Battlestar Galactica, the reincarnation of the original series. And if you haven't worked out that we're doing the reincarnation by now, seeing as what episode we're on, what have you been listening to and what have you been smoking? Because you should share. As always, here to help me get through Battlestar Galactica is Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
How you been? Because it's been so long since we talked.
I know. Tell me about it.
The weeks just fly by in between these recordings.
They do indeed. But how are you anyway?
I'm alright, I'm buffering at the moment.
Well, considering the episode, it's to be expected.
Yeah, and someone in who was rational and understanding and can be adult in this type of theme. But we couldn't find anyone, so we got Xander again.
What?
And again, Dan, it's been so long since I spoke to you.
I know, it's been like 5 seconds. Are you still buffering?
I'm still buffering.
I'm halfway through the show.
Yeah. No, but Anna's keeping me happy.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that. Gotta love Anna. We want to send a shout out to Anna. She keeps calling. She works. She's awesome. She's definitely an asset.
She's definitely, yeah. One or two. So, just to explain, folks, we're filming. We're recording these back to back because of basically Christmas and New Year and stuff like that. So, you know, to us, it's one long episode. So to you, you've downloaded them 2 weeks apart. So if you bear that in mind as we're going through, some of the stuff that will happen from here on in may make a bit more sense. So.
Watch these two episodes, or listen to these two episodes back to back. It'll make a lot more sense that way.
Yeah, while you're lying on the sofa digesting Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Just listen to us back to back.
Yeah, because in this episode, shits are going to hit the fan.
Yeah. And trust me, we'll make sure you're having digestion by the time you're done.
Mm-hmm. Except, shouldn't we have told them to listen to these two episodes back to back on the first episode?
No, because now we're just playing with the mind.
Yeah.
We should call ourselves number 6 then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we are programming
their subconscious.
I'm number 14, Colin's 15, Midnight's 16, and the rest of them have random numbers whenever they come in.
Yeah, that'll end of line.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you would have picked other numbers like 47, 69.
Forty-seven is a Star Trek letter.
I know.
Yeah.
And there you go.
69 is yes, it's a very good one, but I think Anna has that number at the moment, right?
Yeah, she's got that covered. Yeah.
She's got 69 covered.
Or uncovered. Or uncovered.
Yeah. Or 88.
Or 88, yeah.
As the episode goes on, yeah,
it might be a 68.
Covered less and less. Yeah, she might have to owe you one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or when a bill comes in, you owe her one.
Yes. And if you haven't gathered, folks, from all the sexual references, we are doing Tommy Up Tommy Day.
And the episode starts off with Adama, you know, and Rosalind on the bridge, and then shifts in CIC, sorry, and then shifts right into
Gaius.
Dude. No, it shifts into the two lovebirds. I keep forgetting their names. The comm officer and Rosalind's assistant, Jimmy or Bobby or Johnny.
Oh yeah, the unrequited love triangle.
Yes, and they're like at makeout point on the probably one of the pylons. The outer pylons of Battlestar Galactica, they're sitting there and with a bunch of people, and they're all hugging and smooching, and people are doing flybys, and the, like, you know, this is all building up to that order that I almost said Obama. This is all getting up to that order that Adama almost said in the first episode. We need to make babies. Well, this is stage one of making babies. Going to lookout point on Battlestar Galactica. And then he pumps her for information.
I wonder if Obama's a Cylon.
That would make sense too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what the names are of those two people. It's bugging me now.
Well, later on, Lee and her shack boots and then get married, right? She's a comm officer. What's her name? Daphne? No, starts with a D, didn't it? Die... Oh my god, it's like really messing with my frond.
I know.
I know, right? Like, oh, and the other guy was named Bobby, or here, you know, Wikipedia is so awesome. And
hey,
maybe
it's Billy.
Billy, yeah. Billy, don't lose my number. Because
yeah,
I am the comm officer.
Duala.
Duala, that's
Anastasia
it.
Duala.
Yes.
Yeah. She was the one that was in the sci-fi series. She was the blind girl in forgot her name.
We're starting with the franchises again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Duala and Bobby, or Billy, are like totally, you know, like lipping locking, you know, doing like the new favorite pastime of Battlestar Galactica is tonsil hockey, you know, and they're majoring in tonsil hockey, and he's pumping her for information for Rosalind, you know, finding out, hey, is the old man kind of like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? And she's like, well, he's been doing these, you know, he's been running around the fleet in his unmarked ship, you know, not telling anyone where he's going. He's taking these private calls in his office that he's leaving no logs in, you know, stuff like that. So he's totally pumping her for information, and then she catches on to it. It's like, hey, wait a minute, are you like interrogating me? Because you're like doing such a better job at it than Starbuck. I should have been the one, you know, interrogating Leoben. And he's like, no, I'm not doing anything. I know. Hello.
Anybody who listens to Tribbles and Ecstasy will know what that's all about with the hellos.
Hey, dude, you're on Frack Stars right now. You can't just randomly drop name bombs of your own show. You know, that would be like me saying, hey, you know, I'm on Beyond the Veil. You know, that would be like, whoa, crossing the streams, you know?
No, it's just two shows in a row you've done the hellos, which means absolutely nothing to people who don't listen. So they should
listen. So now they have to go back and listen to Tribbles and Ecstasy to get the joke, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you did there. Now you're stealing Frackstar's peoples to go listen to your show, when really they should be listening to my show.
No,
it's all cross-pollination. It's all good.
Yes, we're seeding the minds of everybody. We're totally internet, you know, celebrities, you should, you know, like, go check us out on everything we do. You know, sit down. You can have breakfast with us.
But we'd be here for a long time if I started listing everything that I started was involved in.
Anyway,
get around a bit.
Battlestar.
Oh my god, I get around a bit. I'm such an internet whore. The original number six, you know.
Yes.
I think it was Terry Lynn turned around and said, I once got called, I was the podcast whore, but that's you now, isn't it? It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere you go, I just pop up, hello!
It's nice to have a purpose in life.
What, to get around?
He's like the podcast bicycle, everyone gets a turn.
It is Christmas, it is the season of sharing.
Yeah. He gives
and sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Anyway, time you'll talk it out.
Yes, the episode. We're supposed to be talking about
episode.
Speaking of giving, this is the episode where we so walk in on Baltar masturbating next to a bunch of vials of blood. And then Kara Thrace looks at him. He's like, zipper up your fly.
Yeah.
I love those moments.
I like it when he's like, when she throws him up a bulkhead in the corridor and everyone else looks at him like he's just threw himself against the wall. Mm. And stuff like them ones. So.
Yeah, well,
or the security guys give him weird looks because he looks like he's talking to himself.
He's like this eccentric scientist, you know, everyone thinks, oh, he's already crazy, it's okay. So let's give him a thermonuclear warhead! Yay!
Yeah. And of course, one of the main plot lines for this is, one, why Adama's been distracted and a bit cagey about certain things, because he's been disappearing and he even disappeared off the ship at one point. And, of course, we all find out why. It's because Ty's wife is back.
No! Well,
supposedly from the dead.
which, you know, in itself, he's basically, he's been, everyone thinks he's a Cylon. Well, Rosalind thinks he's a Cylon. And he's been going to basically help a Cylon. So she's kind of on the right path, but she's just a bit left field.
Just a bit.
So, of course, then Ellen Ty arrives and, yeah, starts causing all sorts of trouble. And sort of, again, as with everything with Battlestar, it all tends to link in with all these other threads as the series goes on. Sort of, just the way she's flirting with everybody and trying to sleep around.
She's, for want of a better way of putting it, she's a bit of a goer. And she ain't fussy who she goes with.
No, it doesn't seem like that way.
So, and for those of you that remember the miniseries, we actually, Colonel Ty's feelings of her are emphasised because he sets fire to her picture.
Yeah.
With a cigar.
Yeah. So that's how much he cares about her. But she has a habit of basically getting under his skin and getting him drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mostly
of course,
the same time.
She's been in a coma all this time, and yet not only does she manage to get back to the ship to meet him, but she has what looks like some very rare Romulan ale.
She totally makes him drink the Kool-Aid. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Yeah, and he should have listened to Dr. McCoy when he says, beware of Romulans bearing gifts.
Yes. She was the girl that plays her, what's her name? Kate Vernon? She's actually played... Not only has she played on, like, shows like, you know, Dawson's Creek. Yeah, she's on Dawson's Creek. She's actually played on Star Trek. And I just had it right here. She's also been on Malcolm X, Murder, She Wrote. All kinds of, you know, weird plays. Yeah. She's from Dallas and L.A. Law, too. But,
Yeah, she's in the new Star Trek Axana as well.
Yeah, and she was also Star Trek Voyager. She was in Star Trek Voyager, In the Flesh, in 1998. She played Commander Valerie Archer. Ooh.
See, like I said, she gets around.
Yeah, and in The Outer Limits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a well-seasoned actress.
Yeah, she's actually really, really cool. I think she's one of my more enjoyable characters, just because she's, like, batshit crazy.
Yeah, she's certainly that, and she certainly knows how to push people's buttons, and she actually gets pleasure from pushing them.
Oh yeah.
So, and according to IMDb, she's just done Star Trek Axanar.
Yep.
So that's another Star Trek thing.
Captain Soya Alexander. Yeah.
You can actually see her acting as part of Axanar, because there's the prelude to Axanar. Because although the full movie of Star Trek Axanar is in production, they did a prelude to it. So she's actually in that one. So you can actually see her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's also the Heroes, which is another sci-fi thing.
Mm-hmm. And CW's The 100.
Yeah, so she obviously likes doing science fiction projects.
Yeah.
You can blame her.
You can blame her, yeah. So, anyway, getting back to these. Rosalyn asks Baltar to test Adama to make sure he's not a Cylon. This then gets pushed to one side when Ty wants his wife's blood tested. Much to Rosalyn's disdain.
Ty. It was Adama that wanted her blood tested.
Wants Adama's blood tested. Adama comes on with the vial and says, no, test this blood. And then later on, when she asks whose blood is it, you know, she says it's, you know, or Ellen. And then she said, okay, well, you know, test, you know, go back to testing, you know, Adama's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later on, when she realized who Ellen is and why Adama had asked for it, she phones Gaius back up going, go back to doing Ellen. And he's just like, what? So like each of these tests like 11 hours and he's having to restart it.
Whoa, midnight. Hold the fort here. We're on this episode. Don't say like, you know, go back to doing Ellen, you know, like we don't know he does Ellen later on, right? You know, like come on, let's keep on this episode.
No, it's all
what
the same.
They do each other later on, you know, just teasing you.
Yeah, the problem with the 11 days thing is the previous episode. Because that did not take 11 days.
No, it wasn't 11 days. It's 11 hours, sorry.
11 hours, yeah. So he actually worked it out. You know, one sample, 11 hours. If you add a little bit of sleep in between, it was, what was
like
it? 200,
61 years or something.
210 years.
When he tested Sharon in the last episode, it was like 3 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's true too, right? But now he's perfected the system, so now he has it so that every Cylon in the fleet will get tested green.
Yeah, and it'll just take him half his lifetime to do it.
Yeah.
So this again is threads that are laid, like last episode, there's threads that are laid. So they're laying some more threads in this one with basically Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Which
and we also
Ellen
get to learn... Go on.
No, Ellen's going to be a pivotal character in a lot of, not this season, but is going to be foreshadowing a lot for coming seasons.
Yeah, and the fact that Baltar set his test up to show that everyone is human means that even though she's not human, she comes across as human in the test, so everyone thinks, oh, that's okay, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't. He says...
I'll never tell.
He passed. But when Six actually says, what did the results say? And he says, I will never tell. So you suspect she is, but you never actually know.
No, because to tell you that now would ruin what comes later. So they have to keep that little thing simmering away.
Well, the thing is, you actually... We're looking at it like we already know everything that happens anyway. But go back to thinking about when you first seen it for the first time. They already did everything, she passed, and then he said that little line anyway, because Six says, well, it seems like everyone passes nowadays, right? The thing is, I had no inclination at all that she was a Cylon until even later on when they're in the camps on New Caprica, which I won't talk a lot about. But when even in the camps at New Caprica, I did not have any inclination she was a Cylon up into when the big reveal, like halfway through season four, she was like the one person, well, one of the few people I was like, whoa, really.
No, I thought she was.
Because you're so super!
She was one of the people that I always thought was actually a Cylon.
Yeah.
So, and basically from this episode, it's just like, yeah, she will be one. Just the way she always twisted things and everything else, it's just like she couldn't not be.
But then you got the other plot in this as well, which is the Cylon Rider.
Yeah, but that's not interesting. Let's talk about Ellen.
Well, yeah, it could be interesting because you're talking about Ellen, so you could be tied into Ellen. Because when she turns up, it starts behaving oddly.
Yeah, which, of course, at this point, Roslyn thinks it's because of Adama and his sort of strange sort of activities over the last few days.
Yeah, but if you foreshadow again later on, we know at the end and beginning of the third and fourth season that, you know, Cylons don't shoot on other Cylons or the Raiders or whatever. You know, we didn't know this when this originally aired, but, you know, looking back on it, this is one of those Easter eggs, I suppose. You know, she showed up, but she was always there anyway. And even if Bill Adama was a Cylon, he was already there anyway. So wasn't Leoben. Leoben was there anyway. Cylons shot at Battlestar Galactica, tried to destroy the fleet. So, you know, I don't really think the Cylon Raider tied in with those guys being a Cylon had really anything to do with it. I honestly think that it was simply, you know, because Apollo shot out the weapons, and maybe that glitched the system, and he could FTL, but he just, maybe his nav was down. I think they were completely two events that just happened to happen at the same time. That really had no connection.
Yeah, but the Cylons wouldn't really be bothered about shooting and destroying Battlestar Galactica because we know that they can't die. So to them, we wouldn't bother them because they just upload into another body.
Yeah, but Leoben's already said that he's too far away, he can't resurrect in the last episode.
No, that was Kara who said that he may be stalling because she thinks he's worried that he might be too far away because he's not sure where the base star is at this point.
You're right, because I just remembered back at the at New Caprica, it was the same Leoben that played house guest with her.
Yeah. So,
there is that. But we also, look, obviously, the other thing we get from this episode is we now know why Ty is an alcoholic. And that's because of the way his wife behaves with everybody.
The other. With everybody!
Everybody who happens to be male and has a pulse.
So. There's a party in Ellen and everyone's invited.
Yeah. And she's not even subtle. I mean, she flirts with Baltar in front of him.
Mm-hmm. And you know, had her foot on Apollo's Abby, his joystick. Yeah.
Yeah. Under the table. Mm-hmm. While saying she was glad to be back with her husband.
But she's also doing that with Commander Adama as well during that meal.
No. I'm watching it right now. No.
No, she says to Ty that Adama wants her.
Yeah. Because he kept visiting her and he touched her. Which, the thing is, she told the truth. He did visit her, he did touch her. That's how he got the blood sample.
Yeah, she's just twisting it to rile him, basically.
Because she doesn't really flat out lie, you know, at all during this episode. Everything that she said, it was all true, just within her own context.
Yeah, she never lies to him, but she never tells him the truth either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he twists it.
It's kind of like Leoben's psyche was based off of her psyche.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, bearing in mind what we know further down the line. So, then we have what is predominantly the B plot, which is the mouse and the cheese thing that's still going on Caprica.
Yeah.
Which is by now wearing very, very thin.
Yeah, that one's... honestly, at this point in the season, I'm like, oh my god, just get back to BSG. Get back to Battlestar Galactica. I don't care about you guys anymore. Because it just keeps going on and on. And yeah, like, honestly, Hilo already knows. More so than everyone else on BSG, Hilo already knows because he's seen Caprica get killed. You know, he's seen a number six bundle. He already knows Cylons look like humans. And yes, okay, he hasn't, he's only ever seen the Daryl and the Caprica model. He hasn't seen any other models of Boomer. Again, I would seriously be asking, like, everyone that interacts with Boomer and any of the Boomers are completely wonkers. Like, I don't know, Chief Tyrell in the last episode, hi, I'm a Cylon. It's okay, baby. You know, like, really? And in this one, here he is half dead because he was shot, beat up, and he has radiation sickness. And she's still the same color, you know, she's not pale like he is, running around in the sewers, and not like the Force is with her, right? Like, she's not slowing down at all. She has her breath together. She has her health together. Even though Caprica in a previous episode just totally smashed the crap out of her face. You know, she is not human. Anyone can see that. Even if we didn't even see Boomer on BSG, you'd be thinking to yourself, oh my god, she is not human.
Yeah, the only thing that is, yeah, as you said, it was getting a bit sort of tiring. But looking back, you sort of see how it sort of builds her character up to where she ends up, sort of her alliances later on. So, but yeah, at the time, sort of watching it, it's just like getting a bit tiring of it. It's just like, yeah, seriously, come on, move along.
Yeah. But the other thing that always
left.
Yeah. The other thing in all is we got, bearing in mind we know what we know now, so we know that Ty and Ellen are Cylons. So for them to have this connection of like a man and wife is made even more apparent when we know the pivotal role that Ellen plays in the history of the Cylon race. So that's even more of an eye-opener. Obviously, we don't know if the writers had that in their head at this precise moment in time. But then you've got the contrast with the overt emotions of these two, with Doral and Six on Caprica struggling to wonder why they haven't got any emotions.
Yeah. But you also see this is the first time we've actually have an inclination that the Caprica, or the Six model that's with Doral, is Caprica Six. This is the first time we get that inclination, because when they, at the end of the episode, when they're talking about feelings and emotions, and he's like, are you jealous? And she's like, no, no, no. And then she's like, starts pouty face crying, you know, hashtag emoticon right here, you know, and then and then just totally goes Cylon again. So she's already had that feeling. So either she is the original Caprica 6 that went back to her body, that's been put into another body, or she, yeah, that's the only one I know of, yeah, because the other one's still on Battlestar Pegasus, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed.
But all this episode basically does is introduce us to Ellen.
Yes,
as
her
a whole
backstory.
Yeah, that's basically all it does.
And then the Cylon Raider gives us some pew-pew in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, and we got the thing about the burst, the information burst, which says, oh, there's more of them out there, which, you know, they kind of figured anyway, which is why they want the Cylon tester.
Yeah.
The figure at the FTL drive.
Yeah, so there's really not anything major in this episode apart from, hi, this is Helen, this is why Ty drinks. She's basically more promiscuous than the red light district in Amsterdam on steroids.
Dun, dun, dun.
and meanwhile.
Meanwhile
on Caprica. And it's, I don't know, it's one of them, you struggle to find anything beyond Ellen in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ellen is the focal point of this episode. They threw in the Raider for foreshadowing, so we can get the FTL coordinates to set up for the series finale, the season finale, where Kara, you know, has some fun with FTLs, and to set that up. Other than that, it also sets up the relationship of Ty and Adama too, because in CIC, when we just talking about the CIC scene, they get there when the ship starts leveling out its flight path, and then he gets that and he goes off and he goes talk to Kara, because Kara is, you know, the expert when it comes to Cylons, which leaves Ty basically at the CIC console, and he gives the order to Apollo to launch the alert fighters. And like Apollo like hesitates, like, why? And then it turns out that, yeah, like when the ship takes off, Hot Dog can't intercept the cap that's already out there. They can't intercept because they're so far out at this point. And because they launched the alert fighters were able to shoot down the Cylon Raider before it impacted with Galactica. And then there's that scene where they have the handshake. And Adama says, I trust you, you're my best friend, I don't want Ellen to come in between us. And then Ty's like, no, she won't. Because that right there is one of the biggest foreshadowed moments in this episode. Like, you know, we have a surprise. We have the surprise later on with Ellen later on in the fourth season, right? But in the third season, he proves that she is nothing, that she will not become in between, you know, Adama and him, or the fleet, or anything, what he does.
And that's basically the episode.
Yeah.
So, and this was, you know, I mean, obviously they wanted to do a more light-hearted one after Flesh and Bone. And Ellen is a breath of fresh air after Flesh and Bone. Mind you, that wouldn't be hard. But... But there's not a lot else to this, and all it does is establish Ellen, who comes into things later on and tells you why Ty has a drink problem, and also gives you a little backstory between Ty and Adama's long-standing friendship, and that's it.
Yeah, and then there's the random masturbation moment for Guy.
Yeah.
And then he says, I'm doing my exercises. But the thing is, if you go back to that sequence and watch the him having doggy style sex with Caprica 6, and then Starbuck walks in, you know, not only is he's mid stride, but when she walks in the door, starts talking to him, he like puts his hand down her and like finishes it off. It looks like he finishes himself off, and then, oh yeah, I'm just doing my exercises with my pants down and all, yeah.
But if you also look at her, she sort of tilts her head like she's actually having a look.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah. I did notice that. Yeah, she tried to...
She's like, she has one of those damn moments, you know?
Yeah, it's just the fact that no one has actually said maybe we should have the psychiatrist have a word with him. You know? Yeah,
where's the doc anyway?
Yeah, the doc who tells the president that she's got cancer and then lights a cigarette.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love the doc in this. He's so light out there. Yeah, you're going to die. You want a fag? But yeah, it's just, it's... For what is supposed to be a comedy episode, there is comedy elements in it. There is lightening up the mood, and it was much needed after last week's. But as an episode to talk about, there's not a lot.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of promiscuous sexual temptation, and you know, there's a lot of sexual overtones and undertones and in between tones and between legs and stuff like that. Especially the scene where she's hanging off the scaffolding with her legs around Ty's face there, and then Baltar's like, "Hey, what's up? Can I join?" You know?
Yeah, and doesn't let go of her hand.
Yeah.
Like, you're not letting go of my hand. funny. I was thinking you weren't letting go of mine. It's just like, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's like...
Are you back at
like
high school?
Them soppy little love films when it's go, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you yeah. hang up. No, you hang up. And, you, and yeah. you're watching it going, why don't you fucking hang up?
Yeah, just let go. Stand yeah. back.
End of line.
But yeah, it adds moments to the series, but an episode itself, it's a bit, yeah.
But where does she get the alcohol, right? She go. Ty looks at her. I just dumped out my alcohol into the garbage can. Where do you get that? And she goes, I have my ways. So
yeah,
she's already.
She probably went down to the kitchens and yeah. one of the chefs over the counter or something.
She must have played rock, paper, scissors, Spock with, you know, lizard Spock with somebody down there. That's what it is.
There you go. That's one we haven't worked in yet.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, right. anything else you guys want to add to it? Because I can't think of anything else to say about it.
Well, you know, Ellen Ty is more to meets the eye, so, you know, it's all to see what comes up, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't get that?
Yeah,
you get that one?
I get that one.
Transformers. Yeah.
And later on, she performs the 12. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
With our powers combined. Wait, that's third season finale.
That's third season, yeah. Jumping ahead.
Fourth season finale.
We should also mention that Edward James Olmos directed this. We should mention that.
Yeah.
So, I think this is his directorial debut on the series.
Yeah.
So there you go. Which is just as well, seeing as he's not actually in it much. And Boomer's not in it at all.
Yeah, yes, she is.
He is. You get that's where she's running through the water or sewage or whatever.
Yeah, on Caprica, yeah.
No, that's...
Oh, we're talking about Tyrell and... Tyrell and Boomer, yeah, on Battlestar Galactica, yeah.
Yeah, Boomer's...
Yeah, they're not in it.
Sharon's in it, Boomer's not. So normally when Sharon's in it, Boomer is, but this time Sharon's in it, but Boomer's not. So...
Remember that scene in the last one where Baltar looks at her? So, just to settle a little bit, how did you get the name Boomer?
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, cha cha, boom, boom, boom. It's all about the bass, no silence.
Yeah, and she doesn't take 11 hours.
Yeah.
Have you seen my spine?
yes.
So,
this is the Deck the Halls episode.
Yeah, it's a Deck the Halls episode. So, I hope that got through you through your, Christmas pudding.
they got Baltars.
yeah.
All over the blood vials.
And just remember, if anyone at the dinner table while you're having your Christmas dinner starts arching the back and you see a red glow behind them, you might want to keep the carving knife handy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. So, shorter episode because there's not really much to talk about in this one. So, Steve, where can I find you on the internet?
They can find me on the social media at Midnight Shadow 7. That's Knight spelt N-I-T-E and the number 7. And as well as on podcasts on holosuitemedia.com.
Yeah, which you've shamelessly plugged.
Yeah, I know. He's totally shameless.
Totally shameless. No, you know.
Absolutely.
That's horrible.
And he hasn't even been on the Christmas sherry, you know?
I know, right?
Does anyone actually drink sherry anymore? I don't know.
My grandparents do.
Oh, do they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know anyone named Sherry, so it's okay.
No. And Anna's gone. So... Xander, where can I find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at The Xander Zones and every day on holosuitemedia.com.
There you go, folks. As always, you can find the podcast on Holosuite Media, iTunes, Stitcher, and as we said last week, if you do listen to them on iTunes and Stitcher, please subscribe, which gets us up the rankings. And you can find me at COLMH01 on Google+ and Twitter. And next week, we are going to be doing, well, not next week, next episode, I should say. We're going to be doing The Hand of God.
Ray, if a creature asks you if a god, if you're a god, you say yes.
Yay, Ghostbusters! and most people will probably be having marshmallows right about while they listen to this. It's almost as if we
huh?
Just remember, folks, don't cross the streams.
Yes, don't cross the streams.
Unless you're a Cylon, then you like your streams.
Then you like your streams, yeah. Or in Steve's case, just cross loads of streams to relentlessly plug all the podcasts he's on because he's a whore.
Yeah. Silence in the streams, that is why we are. No one in between. How could we be wrong? Sail away with me.
Please stop.
I'm gonna die.
They say Christmas carols will never be the same again.
No, it was that Dolly Parton. I think it was the Dolly Parton song, Islands in the Stream. You know that song? I think she sang it with Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
It just popped in my front.
Just popped into your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know where the sherry's gone.
Yeah.
So that's it, folks. So we'll be back in 2015. That seems so weird saying that.
See you next year.
All manner of mayhem. So enjoy Christmas, enjoy your new year, and thanks for listening.
Take care, everyone.
End of line.
Done.
So say we all.